Well, hello and welcome to Let's Talk Health, Dr. Mike. And this is Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath for Purium Health Products. And like Aaron always writes on the little things, I am available for consultations about Purium Health Products. I'm available to talk about health questions in general. I'm happy to talk about even other people's products if I know something about it. So, you know, and as she likes to put it, we pay Dr. Mike so you don't have to. So basically this is a free service that, as far as I know, there's probably no other network marketing company, and as far as I know, I don't think there's really another supplement company out there that offers, you know, this kind of service where you have a naturopath available for consultations. And I don't always have the right information, but if I don't, I find it. I have a wonderful wife named Nora who is an amazing researcher. So we always come up with something. It's amazing what she can, what she can find. So, that has been a real valuable thing for, you know, to help us all. What we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to continue talking about the anabolic fast, but we're going to talk about it a little bit differently. I've had a number of people call me who got very excited because they either heard, you know, one of the calls, or they heard a talk, you know, by Dave, or they talked to someone else who did the fast, and they got real motivated, and they said, oh, honey, I'm going to do this, okay. And they went ahead and, you know, took advantage of the sale. By the way, and the sale is still on through next Wednesday, through the 29th of February. So if you haven't done it, or you think you might want to do it later in the spring, it's a good idea just to, you know, go ahead and get it so you have it, and you'll save some money, which is always nice. So actually, more than just a few people have called me with this same thing, and that is, they said, well, you know, I have to admit, I like the idea of doing this fast, but I only made it for one day. And I just, you know, I just couldn't keep doing it, maintain it. And they said, well, you know, what's the problem? And there really is no problem. But it's an issue that I think people need to be aware of. And that is, environment is stronger than our own willpower. It's been said by many wise people. And doing anything with other people makes it easier if you're all doing the same thing. Now, a good example of this, how many times, you know, have you had an experience where, you know, you went someplace with a group of people, whether it was for dinner or whatever, and you really, you know, you went just to be sociable, but you didn't have a desire to necessarily, you know, eat a bunch of sugar or have a drink or, you know, do something else, okay? But after you were there for a little bit, all of a sudden you found, oh, I think I'll go ahead and order some of this too, okay? And you ended up consuming something you actually had no intention of doing before you went. That's the power of environment. Okay, so obviously if you're trying to stop smoking, you don't want to go to a party where everyone's smoking. You know, if you're an alcoholic and you've decided that, you know, you've joined AA and you're not, you know, you really want to beat the thing, it's very wise to stay away from other people who are drinking. And certainly you don't want to go smell alcohol. Okay, well, it all works the same way. So if you have decided that you're going to do something that's healthy for you, like for example, do our fast, where you're going to consume 600 calories a day, first thing you have to recognize is there's a lot of people who don't even understand what fasting is. And so one person I talked to was harassed, you know, and harangued by her own mother, with the mother saying, you know, you're crazy. This is not a healthy thing to do. Okay. And she was just saying that without any reason. It was just her opinion. But it swayed her daughter, who happens to be about almost 50 years old, and, you know, she said, well, maybe, you know, maybe this isn't the best thing, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but then she knew it was a good thing to do because she had talked to several people who had done it. Okay, so one of the things that I would like to suggest is get together with a group of people that you can do the fast with. Now, you don't actually have to meet in the same house, but that's helpful if you can. But if you're going to do a fast, it's good to do it at least with one other person. And even if you just do it over the phone, you know, and you call each other a couple times a day, that's very helpful. And the reason it's so helpful is because you are creating an energy vortex. Two people doing the same thing. You know, the good old Bible, Jesus says, two or more gathered in my name, there I am. Okay, he's not talking about anything that's magical about the fact that he said it. It's a law. It applies to anything, all right? So in other words, if more than one person is doing something, it creates power. That's the whole idea of this. And so that's the first thing I wanted to mention, is that, you know, if you're trying to go on a diet, if you're trying to do a fast, if you're trying to change your lifestyle, whatever you're doing, you know, if you decide that you're going to become a vegetarian, you know, going out to dinner with a group of people to Western Sizzler is probably not a great idea. If, you know, you had been a steak eater before and you decide, I don't want to do this anymore, okay? Science actually says it takes a good 8 years to change a habit. So obviously, if you're trying to change something, and eating is a pretty powerful habit. We all do it every day. Okay, so if you're going to go from having 3 meals a day to having 600 calories a day on this fast, that is a change that is something that your body and your mind have to adapt to. Now, the second thing I want to point out that's very crucial, mind is everything. Your thoughts control your life. Your thoughts control your health. Your thoughts control everything. Your thoughts are more powerful than any other aspect of you as a person. And I can share with you one story that I had years ago. And I was in college at the time, but it just gives a good idea of how this works. Because it's quite fascinating. I was going to college in Tallahassee, Florida, Florida State University, and I was also doing a job, and I was taking, you know, full course load and also working about 30 hours. So I mean, I was busy, and you know, I usually came home and I was pretty pooped. And I remember one day, it was actually a Thursday, and I showed up home, and I just sort of collapsed on the sofa. I was exhausted because I, you know, had been working hard, and I'd been studying for tests and blah, blah, blah. And I just said, all right, I just need to chill out and rest. So after I was zoning out for about 5 minutes, there was a knock on the door, and before I could even ask who it was, somebody walks in. It was actually my neighbor, a very nice lady, a little bit older than I was. And she said, I happen to have 2 tickets that I received to a Simon and Garfunkel concert that's happening tonight in an hour. Do you want to go? Now, trust me, folks. Within about 5 seconds, I wasn't tired. And, you know, I jumped up, you know, I said, well, let me rinse off a little bit. I'll, you know, take a quick shower. And she said, well, I got something, you know, you can have something to eat before we go. So I went over to her place and had something to eat, and we went. And we had a nice time. You know, it was fun going to see these guys. And about halfway through the thing, all of a sudden the thought hit me really strongly. Wait a second. How is it that you are full of energy, you're not tired, and you're enjoying what you're doing? And it really hit me as a question. And I said, wow, this is pretty interesting. Because just an hour and a half before that, I was at the point where I figured I was probably going to just sleep until the next morning. But then I wasn't tired anymore. Now, guess what happened? It's called interest. That's all it was. In other words, I was interested in what my friend had to offer. And it was very intriguing. Not rocket science here, folks. I mean, this is easy to figure out. I'm sure everyone has had an experience like this, where you thought you were tired, or you thought you were sick, or whatever, or you thought you might have been depressed, and all of a sudden things change in a matter of seconds, milliseconds almost. Well, this is the power of thought. And this is why when you're doing something like a fast, you need to have your thoughts working in the right way. Now, you know, people have read the testimonials of various people. And, you know, one guy's lost 50 pounds, you know, one person lost about 70. And so the question I get a lot is, okay, well, how much weight can I lose if I do this for a week? And you know what my answer often is? I say, well, how much weight do you want to lose? Because you'll lose the amount of weight that you set your mind on. And I've talked to other people who say, well, you know, I want to do this fast, but I can't afford to lose weight. I don't really want to lose any weight on this. You know, is that possible? And I said, not only is it possible, that's what's going to happen if you set your mind on it. Body follows mind. It's not the other way around. Our body does not tell our mind what to do. Our mind tells our body what to do. And this is very, very important, and it happens to be not only true, but if you utilize it properly, it's life-changing. You know, it's the game changer, as they say. And it truly is. It truly is. It's absolutely amazing how we can use our own mind and our own thoughts to direct what is going on with our body. I mean, how many times have you had situations where you've been a little under the weather? You know, you thought you were coming down with a cold or something. And then, all of a sudden, guess what? You had something happen that allowed you to not think about that anymore. And then all of a sudden, everything was fine. And vice versa. You know, I know people who have made themselves sick just through thinking. And I mean, obviously, that's not a good thing to do. And I'm sure we've all had experiences where we've actually said, I think I made myself sick. Worrying, getting angry, I mean, I can remember years ago, and thank goodness this was a long time ago, and it's never happened since. I think I was about 17 years old, and I got furious. And I don't even remember what it was that got me mad. But I remember I was boiling, livid. And when I finally calmed down, I felt really sick. And of course, later I found out that I really had made myself sick. I mean, luckily it was only temporary. But I had pumped so many toxic chemicals through my bloodstream that I had become very acidic and actually polluted myself. And that made me feel sick. And I'm sure other people have experienced this. And I said to myself after I finally realized what had taken place, I said, I will never get angry like this again. Because I'm the one who suffered, not the other person or the situation. You know, a good example of this is you're driving down a freeway. I don't care if it's I-5 or 95 or wherever you are in the country. And you're driving down a freeway, and somebody is coming on the entrance ramp. And, you know, they're probably, who knows, zoned out or doing something they shouldn't be doing, like texting or whatever. And they cut you off. And they didn't even see you. I mean, they were zoned, okay? Now, the typical reaction of us humans is we're madder than dirt. And we pound the dashboard, you know, when we're cussing and swearing and yelling at the person. And here this person is just tooling along. They don't even know, number one, that they cut you off. And they certainly aren't aware of the fact that you are really upset at them. So ask yourself the question, well, who is suffering? Of course, the answer is, I'm suffering. That's simply it. It's quite amazing. So, you take this same thing, and what you do is apply it to a positive experience. In other words, use the power of thought as your friend only. Don't allow your thoughts to become the enemy. That's not a good idea. That's the last thing you want to do. Okay? So what you want to do is be able to go and utilize your thinking process when you're undertaking something like the anabolic fast, when you are changing something about your life, like, okay, I want to give up eating meat. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking alcohol. I'm not going to drink soda pop anymore. I'm going to give up, you know, drugs. Whatever it is, realize that your mind, with the help of other like-minded people, can have a tremendous impact on you in a positive way. So this is the reason why doing something in a group is so beneficial. Because until each of us develops the kind of willpower and thought power that we can alter our you know, our actual environment. It's best to have other people assisting you so that your chance of success is that much greater. Because there's always going to be naysayers. Guaranteed. I think we all experience this all the time. There's always people who are going to tell you you're crazy. You shouldn't become a vegetarian. You shouldn't be walking 3 miles a day. I mean, you know, it's just, there's tons. And of course, these are your friends and family that will be the naysayers. The people closest to you are the ones who normally cause the most difficulty when we're trying to follow through on something, because they mean well. You know, it's their way of expressing their love. And it's just confusion, that's all. So if you're going to do something, don't try and do it alone until you can really be sure that your thoughts are very, very powerful and strong. You know, many people are of the belief that, you know, they're free, that they have freedom to do this, they have freedom to do that. Now, I'm not talking about politics here, okay? I'm just talking about that they have, you know, free will, and if they decide they're going to do this or do that, they can do it. Well, a long time ago, a friend said to me, if you think you're free, and if you think you're really all that powerful and that influential, try to control your own mind for 1 minute. And I challenge everyone, try and do it. It's almost impossible. Because the mind is a monkey. It just hops all over the place. And so this is another reason why having group support, and even, like I said, even if you're just doing it over the phone, you get two or three other people who are doing the fast with you, and you guys meet once a day, either physically or over the phone, or preferably even a couple times a day is better. And you have that to look forward to. And you can even call each other if there's something that comes up where you're feeling weak, or, you know, you've had someone else has tried to convince you otherwise. I mean, that's the secret of Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers has been around for a gazillion years, and that's one of their techniques, is you have a friend. And the friend is somebody that you can call on and who checks on you and that kind of thing. And so it just goes along with this idea that your environment is much stronger than your own desire or willingness to try and do something. Because the world's not on your side, let's face it. The world wants you to go to McDonald's. I mean, all you got to do is look at a TV commercial, and you're bombarded. You're bombarded with messages that try to convince you to use pharmaceutical drugs, eat garbage, do all sorts of stuff that you really don't want to do, but it looks good. And so people end up doing things they don't want to do. So that is the secret of the secret and the power of doing something with somebody else. And if you can do this in a family, it's really wonderful. You know, we've got a couple of members who have gotten their, you know, even their fathers, their girlfriends, you know, other people doing this. And it's amazing, because it's almost like it becomes an event. And they then become more powerful than the other people who are trying to influence them against it. That's the secret, okay? So until you get to the point where you have absolute mental control and poise, don't attempt to do something without support. Now, you're probably all aware of the fact that we've been having these support, community support calls every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, for the fast, and those are good. But you need something more than that. You need something that you are connected with somebody else. That's really the best, okay? And even in your own family, if you've got somebody else who, you know, isn't able or doesn't want to do the fast, at least help them understand what you're doing and ask them to support you in what you're trying to do. That's also very helpful. That works. So I hope that this has been helpful and valuable, because this is one of the main, you know, I've talked to quite a few people who've had this experience where they were gung-ho and either they got talked out of it or, you know, it was the peer pressure was too difficult because they had to be around other people eating because they were still doing, you know, they were working and whatever. And so it really helps to prepare yourself. And this goes for anything that you're trying to do. I mean, you know, just the idea of if you make a decision and say, okay, you know, I'm going to give up sugar. You know, I'm going to give up eating white flour and white sugar. Well, that's a wonderful thing to do, but it's not the easiest thing to do because you're always going to be exposed to it unless you take precautions. And you have to sort of anticipate what's coming next. So this is a very, very powerful tool. It's called Use Your Mind for Positive Change. And remember, your mind is stronger than anything else that you have to work with. It's the most powerful instrument that has been created. And we don't use nearly as much of it. In fact, science has said that the average human being uses less than 5% of their mental power. 5%. So if by chance somebody calls you a half-wit, they are paying you a compliment. I mean, I realize that's sort of a joke, but think about it. It's really true. We're not using anywhere near the potential of what we have. And when you look at the Einsteins, you know, you look at the Steve Jobs, you know, the guy who created Apple Computer, you look at all these people, they're no smarter than we are, but they used what they had better. That's the secret. It's like a muscle. If you want to make your muscle stronger, you have to exercise it. Well, you have to exercise your mind to use it more effectively and to use more of it. And you'll be amazed, absolutely amazed. You know, someone like a Mother Teresa, who, you know, passed away a few years ago, she was an amazing human being. Do you think she was using 5% of her mind? No, she was using a lot more than 5% of her mind. And you look at the great minds of people, you know, like the Einsteins, you know, like the Galileos, you know, scientists, statesmen. You look at someone like Mahatma Gandhi, who was able to win independence from Britain to free the country of India. I mean, do you think he reminded himself that he didn't have any strength of mind or power? He was a frail little guy. I mean, I don't think he weighed 90 pounds. But the power that he had was his mental power, because he used his mind the way it was intended to be used. And each one of us can do that for our own good. And that's the message. So I look forward to seeing you folks again in a few weeks. I may be doing a call on, I'm not sure if I'll be doing a call on the 29th, which is the next, which is, the, you know, because it's leap year, we have a fifth Wednesday this month. So I'm not sure if I'll be doing one or Dave and Amy might be doing one or someone else, but stay tuned, you'll find out. So it's been a pleasure. I know I will be back with you the second Wednesday of March, as well as the fourth Wednesday. In fact, the second Wednesday will be right before we go to the Anaheim Expo, which is the biggest health food show in the world. So I can tell you a little bit about that. So it's been a pleasure being with you guys. Take good care. God bless. And remember, you can call me. You can give my phone number to anyone that you have as a client or a customer or just someone who needs a little help. And, of course, my number is 800-962-5433, 800-962-5433. Or they can email me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. And my number and email, of course, are on the Purium website, so it's easy to find them. And also on the little emails that you get announcing these calls. So take good care. God bless. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.